He reached the shallow well named Ain Dua. He removed all his clothes and soaked them in the well, put his head and then his thin body into the blue water, his limbs exhausted from the 4 nights of walking. He left his clothes spread on the rocks and climbed up higher into the boulders, climbed out of the desert, which was now, in 1942, a vast battlefield, and went naked into the darkness of the cave. He was among the familiar paintings he had found years earlier. Giraffes, cattle, several figures in the unmistakable posture of swimmers. He walked further into the coldness, into the cave of swimmers, where he had left Catherine. She was still there. She had dragged herself into a corner, had wrapped herself tight in the parachute material. He had promised to return for her. He himself would have been happier to die in a cave with its privacy, the swimmers caught in the rock around him. But she was a woman who had grown up within gardens, among moistness. Her passion for the desert was temporary. She had come to love its sternness because of him, wanting to understand his comfort in its solitude. She was on her back, positioned the way the medieval dead lie. I approached her naked as I would have done in our South Cairo room, wanting to undress her, still wanting to love her. What is terrible in what I did? Don't we forgive everything of a lover? We forgive selfishness, desire, guile, as long as we are the motive for it. You can make love to a woman with a broken arm or a woman with a fever. She once sucked blood from a cut on my hand, as I had tasted and swallowed her menstrual blood. There are some European words you can never translate properly into another language. Fell homily, the dusk of graves, with the connotation of intimacy there between the dead and the living. I lifted her into my arms from the shelf of sleep, clothing like cobweb. I disturbed all that. I carried her out into the sun. I dressed, my clothes dry and brittle from the heat and the stones. My linked hands made a saddle for her to rest on. As soon as I reached the sand, I jostled her around so her body was facing back over my shoulder. I was used to her like this in my arms. We moved like this towards the northeast gully where the plain was buried. I did not need a map. With me was the tank of petrol I had carried all the way from the capsized truck, because 3 years earlier we had been impotent without it. What happened 3 years earlier? Caravaggio asked. She had been injured. In 1939, her husband had crashed his plane. It had been planned as a suicide murder by her husband that would involve all three of us. We were not even lovers at the time. I suppose information of the affair trickled down to him somehow. So she was too wounded to take with you? Yes. The only chance to save her was for me to try and reach help alone.